get ready for an epic experience that you won't forget. The Be Your Best Self Conference, August 22nd at the Grand Event Center in Grandview Heights. You'll rub elbows with some seriously cool folks in the business world and soak up all sorts of wisdom about being a bold leader, rolling with the punches, and smashing through any obstacles that may come your way. It's not just about sitting through speeches. It's about making connections and diving deep into learning that'll stick with you for ages. We've got a killer lineup of speakers just for you. First up, we've got Brian John, the brains behind Echo and Athena, who's going to drop some knowledge bombs about leading with love. Next, we'll hear from Shara Hutchison, the powerhouse CEO of Exposure, who's going to spill the beans on how to navigate change like a pro, whether it's in your personal life or at work. And then brace yourself for Stephen Carr, the mastermind behind Belief Force, who's going to show us how to kick those self-limiting beliefs to the curb and step into our full potential. But wait, there's more. We've got a lively panel discussion lined up where we'll tackle the ins and outs of working with different generations in the workplace, led by the amazing Dahlia Calgreen from United Residential Management. And to keep the momentum going all day long, we've got the one and only LaShondra Baker from LBB Edutainment as our hype woman. Oh, and don't even think about sneaking out early, because we've got some seriously awesome prizes up for grabs at the end of the day. Trust me, you don't want to miss out. So mark your calendars, spread the word, and get ready for a day packed with inspiration and connections. ChamberPartnership.org/BYBS2024.
Welcome to the Business Inspires podcast. This is Katie Ellis, President and CEO of the Tri-Village Chamber of Commerce. And as always, a pleasure to have and introduce our co-host, Brett Johnson of Circle 270 Media.
I'm looking forward to this interview. This is going to be good.
Yeah. Today, we have the awesome opportunity to get to know Liz Damchesky of Gerber LLC. They specialize in working with first-generation entrepreneurs to achieve their ambitions and fulfill their goals. Liz, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I'd like to start, if you could share with us your role at Gerber and a little bit about first-generation entrepreneurs.
Sure. So my role at Gerber is business development manager. So I oversee all business development efforts and marketing efforts for the firm. So first-generation entrepreneur, I get asked this question often. So what does that mean? First-generation entrepreneur is either a founder of a company or someone that has purchased an already existing company and is now majority owner. And so what makes first-generation entrepreneurs unique? So they're really in uncharted waters, right? And so they're creating as they go, and they really don't necessarily have a roadmap. Even for those that have purchased an already existing company, you know, they're the true visionary of it, leading it strategically now. And so they want to implement change, and they want to make their employees' lives better. So that's really how we view first-generation entrepreneurs.
While we were talking beforehand, I was thinking about this. What's the difference between an entrepreneur and a small business owner, though? Is there, did we catch on to this entrepreneur name and it kind of caught fire? It's kind of equal,
yeah,
would you say?
I would say okay. It's equal, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of thought so, but that, well, I'm going to ask because everybody, not everybody, but it just seems like everybody wants to be called an entrepreneur. But they own a small business, but in my eyes, it is the same thing because it seems to have the same nuances.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It is. And, you know, a lot of them do encounter many of the same challenges, right, as a first-generation entrepreneur. But I do think that, you know, we call them FGEs. I think that they do have a unique set of challenges that others don't. You know, for example, when you think about a family-run business, right, there's usually multiple players in the business, and you're not really the only one making the decision, right? So we choose to focus on first-generation entrepreneurs. We're not here to ruin anybody's Thanksgiving dinner by, you know, implementing any of those changes that affect a family dynamic. So, you know, we choose to stay in our lane.
Can you talk a little bit about your services and how you support your clients to achieve those goals?
Sure. So, you know, at a very basic level, we view ourselves as a true partner to first-generation entrepreneurs. So, you know, whatever they need along the way, we're there to help them. You know, whether they need help establishing that solid foundation for their business, our sister company, Gerber Foundational, does a great job at that. It's more of a program. Or, you know, we have Gerber Accelerator and Gerber Proven Path. So those two services provide more of a customized deep dive approach to help you, you know, accelerate the growth in your business and also offer personal and business planning. We know we're really focused on helping business owners achieve their goals and living an integrated life because we understand that, you know, life, financial, and business goals, they're actually all very much intertwined. And, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice by separating them consistently and feeling like you're going against the grain. And maybe one is succeeding and the other is not so much. And so we view it as, okay, what are your goals? And how can we help you reach those goals?
And the Gerber process begins with an uncommon but powerful question: what is your why? In the process that people have gone through working at the firm, do you see this answer change or evolve in any way?
It definitely evolves because, you know, your business is always changing. Your life can change, you know, whether it's divorce or, you know, children come in the picture or, you know, whatever it may be. Nothing remains stagnant in anyone's lives, whether it's personal or business. And so, yes, it does evolve over time. You know, and I will say for some people, it doesn't shift too much. And, you know, it really depends on where you come to us in that entrepreneurial journey, whether you're earlier on versus later in it, to say, you know, it's going to evolve or it's not.
I was thinking the exact same thing when you gave that answer in regards to that journey when you begin working with you, mm-hmm. whether it's the very beginning stages or you're into it for 3-5 years and you're okay. still not grasping some things. How does an entrepreneur prepare to meet with you in that mindset then, that they're just beginning or they're in it for 3 or 5 years, they just need some help? Is there a way to prepare to meet with you with that?
I mean, there's really not a ton that mm-hmm. they can do ahead of time, okay. aside from, you know, starting the initial onboarding process for our Gerber services. And with that very first meeting that I noted earlier in the interview is what we call, you know, our fact finder meeting. So it's really a deep dive of understanding everything about that person, understanding, you know, their personal life, their business life, and then from there, you know, understanding what those goals are, because it's very, very important in our industry to understand your client. And if we don't understand them, we really can't help them.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, not really up until mm-hmm. that meeting, but once that meeting happens, I do think that the prospective client gets a lot of clarity around what we can actually help them with, because it is very hard to convey that in, you know, a short little elevator pitch.
Right. Yeah, because I could see a beginning entrepreneur coming in much differently than somebody that's been in it for 5 years. Something's triggered yeah. something for them to come to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we know usually after that first or second meeting with them, we're just getting to know them and they're not actually starting the onboarding process, where they fit in our service offering. So, you know, if they are very early on in their journey and they don't have too many complex problems, you know, they're just working on growing their business and putting some of those pieces in place, then we know that a program is more appropriate for them, where they can benefit from the educational component and the group sessions with other business owners, because it is a very lonely place. And so having those other business owners, I think, is very, very beneficial for them. Whereas, you know, if they do come in, like to your point, you know, 3 to 5 years in or even further, and they just have a more complex set of problems, then they definitely need more customized approach from our team.
And I know that your team is very passionate about helping clients establish core values to the point where establishing the right core values for your organization is the first step in building your business for success. Can you talk about why it's so important and maybe even share some of Gerber's values, core values?
Yeah, sure. So core values, we talk about these a lot at Gerber. They're prominently displayed throughout our office. Yeah, they're incredibly important. So, you know, at a very basic level, in terms of our foundational program, which I mentioned is our sister company, you know, we stress the importance of these for those business owners that maybe are just starting out, and helping them understand that these are really the guiding principles for your company. And everyone can revert back to them and say, hey, you know, are we following these things? So it's not an easy thing to implement and to come up with them. But once you do, it's like kind of this light bulb goes off and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so great. You know, everyone has this, you know, arrow, I guess, that's pointing north, right? And we're all working towards these. You know, we also talk about just the importance of them, you know, for hiring purposes. So for us, we include them in our job postings. You know, these are our core values. And so if someone were to come in for an interview, you know, many of those questions are targeted towards those core values. You know, does this person embody a lot of these core values? And, you know, maybe they're not hitting on all of them, but if we feel like, you know, they would be a great fit, that's usually a really awesome way of finding that out. You know, for our team, you know, I use those in reviews. So, you know, you look at the core values and you say, okay, is this person an A player based on, you know, X, Y, and Z? Are they, you know, embodying our core values? It's just a great thing to add to the review. It's not the only thing that the review is based on, but it's just nice to evaluate these at least once a year with our team, because, you know, if you don't have a team member that is aligned with those core values, you usually start to see that they're becoming a bad cultural fit and it's affecting other people in the company. Mm. So as far as Gerber's core values, you know, we communicate them internally. Like I said, we have them in our office. We also, you know, push them out to our clients, because not only for our team, but it's also for our clients to know what they can expect from us. So, you know, one of the core values that we have is healthy sense of urgency. So it used to be, you know, sense of urgency, which could mean many different things to people. But we put healthy in there because we wanted to make sure that, you know, the client is aware that, look, you know, our team is incredibly busy as well. And so, you know, we have parameters like, you know, our client service matrix around how much time needs to go by before you can expect a response, right? Versus saying, hey, you can send in an email and we're going to respond right away. So so you establish that, you know, you're helping your team, but you're also helping your clients understand what's a reasonable expectation for that.
Does Gerber work with entrepreneurs then for the long run?
Yes. Yes. We have an ongoing relationship. Okay. We are not transactional. Okay. The only, you know, the Gerber Foundational Program that I mentioned earlier, which is our sister company, that is a program. It's a 9-month engagement if you choose to do it with a forum. But everything else is an ongoing engagement that we have with our clients, because trust me, I wish I could say, you know, it's just like flipping on a light switch and we can solve everyone's problems in a short amount of time, but things change. And so, you know, our clients understand that and they're in it for the long run with us.
And I ask that to illuminate that, because it's not a short-term answer. Mm-hmm. And I think entrepreneurs are looking for that. Will you kind of hold my hand for a long time to a certain degree? But at the same time, you're growing with them as well, understanding, okay, yeah, 3 years ago we were here, now we're here. And Gerber looks, I would imagine, looks totally different in that entrepreneur's eyes.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Because you've come along with them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, usually with that growth, you encounter different challenges, right? And so you need answers to those challenges, and we're there to answer those questions. Real-time, ongoing advice, that's what we provide.
Yeah. How has Gerber evolved then with the businesses as you aged as well, with the different aspects of what you're providing entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so I would say the short answer is just we're constantly innovating as a company to create efficiencies both internally
Perfect.
And for our clients.
Perfect.
So I would say that's definitely the short answer. And we continue to evolve and we want to create the best experience for our clients and provide the best things we possibly can to them. You know, whether it's various resources, you know, we have a lot of databases that we can provide information from. So it's ever evolving.
And when I think about finding your why and working on the core values, it seems as though that just lends to such clarity. Mm-hmm. And then that clarity can provide, you know, that acceleration.
To think of questions that you didn't know you should have been asking. And that's okay. I mean, you don't know what you don't know, right? And as you continue to grow your business and seek advice from, you know, professionals, then yes, it does open up a whole new set of doors where, you know, you are asking these different types of questions because you feel more enlightened, right? You have mm-hmm. that clarity and more confident too. You know, we really want to instill the confidence in making those decisions because we understand it's scary, but it's so much better to have a good basis and concrete understanding of how to, you know, answer that next question or to make that next decision versus kind of going into it blindly.
As entrepreneurs, we're very solo. So it's hard to ask for help. But at the same time, you need to ask for help, but not have somebody do it for you. And it sounds like Gerber's kind of set up that way, that it's very complimentary.
Yes.
In regard, not free, not meaning that, but it's that, yeah, we'll help you, but we're not going to do it for you.
That's exactly right. I'm really glad you brought that up, because one thing that, you know, we stress when we meet with a prospective client is our process. And in order for our process to work, you have to be vulnerable to the process. And a lot of that begins with being afraid to peel back the onion. If we can't peel back the onion, we really can't help you or arrive at a set of solutions quickly. So you really have to be vulnerable to the process and being open to the advice that you're gonna be getting from us. But we have to have the full picture of what's going on, because in order for us to give you the best possible solution, we have to understand the full picture, or else you're just getting, you know, half of a solution, right? If you're only giving half the information. So yes, you do need to be vulnerable to the process, and you're right, we're not going to do it for you. You know, we are not fractional CFOs where we go into your business and we do that. We can definitely connect you with those people. We know the best people to connect you to, but it's ultimately up to you to make those decisions and to implement them in your business.
I'm assuming you work with every age group, because an entrepreneur can be every age.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just think of an older entrepreneur who may not be as focused on, you know, the growth of the business as maybe someone that is, I don't know, 40s, right? 30s, 20s, whatever it may be. You know, someone who's kind of at that tail end, and they're really thinking more of succession. You know, what is that next step? So yeah, they're going to have a different set of questions and of challenges to go through, you know, before they get to that end result versus, you know, someone who may be earlier on and they're focused on really growing revenue. You know, they, you know, they're growing their family. How does that fit into the business dynamic, right? Or, you know, they really need to start building out a leadership team. So, you know, back to what we talked about earlier, just the evolution of a business, I think that's really where these unique sets of challenges start arising, depending on where you're at in the journey. Hope that answers the question.
It does. Because what I was looking for too is that you work with every age.
We do. We do. We work with every age. Yeah.
You understand the journey.
Yeah.
Because you're getting at from the initial conversation, like, well, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what age. And we have this mindset of somewhat of entrepreneurs being young.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, especially since COVID.
Yeah.
It's really turned into people figuring out, I can do this. It's just finding the help.
That's exactly right. And you know what? I should also note that, you know, I keep saying we work with the business owner. We work with the business owner and their partner. So if that's a wife, you know, a husband, whatever, whoever it may be, we work with them together, because it's a journey for both of them. And, you know, with that personal planning component of it, you have to have that other person fully dedicated to it. You know, that's not to say that we won't bring in a business partner so that they have some visibility into, you know, what the business planning is. It's ultimately up to what the client would like to share with their business partner, though. And I think that's a very important distinction.
Really working with people holistically then.
Yeah, that's
that
exactly
integration
right.
of family and, because you're right, having somebody who's a spouse needs to be completely on board with that lifestyle and the ups and the downs and the questions and
that's
gaining
right.
the clarity.
Yeah. And, you know, we really, really just want to help people live an integrated life. We want them to have thriving businesses and lead fulfilling, exciting lives, because that's truly what a lot of our clients are. They are such positive people, and you know, they're always innovating in their business, and they want their team you know, to be happy where they're working. So they truly want to create this happiness around them. And so we're along the way, you know, trying to help them you know, create that harmony in their life.
And I'm just curious, what is the favorite part of your job for you?
You know what? I just really like talking to different types of people, whether it's strategic partners or if it's entrepreneurs. You know, I love connecting entrepreneurs with many of our strategic partners, because I just I'm a helper. I love to help people. And also just hearing the stories of why entrepreneurs started, you know, what was the trigger for them to just want to start your business. I think that's amazing to take that leap. And, you know, for many, it's a huge leap to leave. You know, many of them were working 9-to-5 jobs and they were making great stable money, to go from that to the uncertain, I think, is very admirable. And many of them are very, very successful.
Yeah. And usually that one answer answers the whole why.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
That's right.
It's just that something happened, the light bulb went off and all of a sudden it's like, okay, now we see your course.
Yeah.
That's exactly why you're doing this. And now we get where you're going.
That's right.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yep.
And can you share how we can get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. So I think the best way to get in touch with me would be email. So my email address is, all right, brace yourselves. It's elizabeta.damcheski, that's D as in dog, AMCESKI, at gerberclarity.com. Or you can call the office, 614-431-4343.
We'll have her email address in the show notes too. So, yeah. And that goes for anybody, even if it's simple as john.smith.
Well, thank you so much for giving your time and your warmth and your expertise and sharing what you have to offer at Gerber. Yes. We're so excited to have you as members and get you connected with as many as we can.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Did you know sponsoring a Tri-Village Chamber event not only builds brand awareness, but expands your network? Our chamber unites hundreds of businesses and individuals through meaningful relationships, educational programming, exclusive resources, and awesome events. Sponsorship supports our efforts to build and strengthen the community. To find out which opportunities are best for you, contact me directly at Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at chamberpartnership.org. Thanks for partnering with us.
Thanks for listening to Business Inspires. Check out the podcast show notes for information about this podcast, to schedule a guest appearance, or to find out more about sponsoring this podcast.